KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies. It's 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 54. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Three people, including a teen from Atlantic, were arrested Thursday night on charges of trespassing in Red Oak. Taken into custody at around 9:50 p.m. in the 300 block of East Reed Street in Red Oak was 17-year-old Tanner Dennis Joseph Jones of Red Oak, 17-year-old Drew Henry Miller of Atlantic, and 18-year-old Skyler Lee Bingham of Red Oak. All three were transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center. Jones and Miller were issued a juvenile referral citation and released to their parents. Bingham was being held in the jail on $300 cash bond. Red Oak police report also one person was arrested this morning on a drug charge. 18-year-old Hallam Peter Russell of Corpus Christi, Texas, was arrested just before 1 a.m. at the Red Oak Rehabilitation and Care Center for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Russell was being held at Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 cash bond. The Griswold School District's Board of Education met Thursday evening to discuss and move forward on filling the superintendent's position. The board discussed three options. The one that gained the most favor was sharing a superintendent with two other districts in a 40-40-20 time split, with Griswold and the other larger district having a superintendent 40% or 2 days per week, with a smaller district sharing that person 1 day per week. It would also involve a one-third cost-sharing contract. The arrangement would be for 1 year to start, with an evaluation taking place between late this fall and March 1st of next year. Board member Steve Byer said since December he's been contacted by or made contact with over a dozen different school districts to discuss options, but some of the ones he thought were pretty obvious didn't work out. One of the districts wanted a 50-50 split. Barra said that he and board member Rob Peterson said two unidentified districts wanted to talk about an arrangement.
Tuesday night, Rob and I met with them, representatives of those two boards and the potential candidate. We're at the stage where we need to look at this, see if it's something we want to go ahead with. If we want to go ahead with this, I'll let them know. Those boards are meeting Sunday and Monday, and they'll decide if they want to go ahead.
Byer said the other districts seemed to be on board with the proposal. He said also the candidate in question I would characterize as being enthusiastic about this, taking on this challenge. Peterson spoke about the candidate during a conference call Thursday evening's meeting, and he said that the candidate, who was not identified, demonstrated Tuesday that he's very well prepared for the change if it's approved.
You know, and the candidate had actually put together, he had done a lot of work in advance on how potential schedules would work out. Financial benefit to the districts, you know, he presented information very well. Somebody that's been doing this for a long time, so we wouldn't be trying to get a superintendent that had never had combined districts before to try to run to. This guy knows what's going on and how he let that show.
One of the districts the candidate currently oversees has 130 students. The other is a little better off, not facing a financial squeeze.
I think from the general tone of the two representatives there, that although they had had some reservations at first about how three district sharing would work, I think they thought it was a doable.
Steve Byer acknowledged that the Griswold's board original line of thinking was having the traditional 50-50 sharing arrangement with another school district, but the financials just don't work out for the better with that option.
The net cost, salary, insurance, FICA, IFRS, for the three districts together, $48,806. So that looks like, about $16,000 each. But I have to say this, because we'll be maxed out on operational sharing. Our share of the actual cost is going to be more than a third of the $48,806.
The arrangement would save the Griswold District $127,000 per year in a time when they're looking at cutting $500,000 from the budget. More information on the possible three-way superintendent sharing will be released after the other boards have met. And sheriff's deputies in Adams County last night arrested a man wanted on a warrant for failure to appear in court. 26-year-old Adam John Cross of Corning was arrested at around 8:10 p.m. Cross was brought to the Adams County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that two arrests took place on Wednesday. 22-year-old Robert Douglas Photo of Shelby was arrested on charges of OWI first offense, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Photo was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. And 46-year-old Bradley Leo Ranney of Messina was arrested on a Cass County District Court warrant Wednesday for failure to appear. Ranney was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $2,000 bond. In our funeral announcements, John Blaine, age 61, of Messina, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for John Blaine will be today at 10:30 at St. Peter's United Church of Christ, south of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Roy Garvin, age 69, of Avoca, died March 31st at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Memorial services for Roy Garvin will be today at 1 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Evelyn Fay, age 91, who's formerly of Anita and Adair, died March 24th in Knoxville. Funeral services for Evelyn Fay will be today at 1:30 at First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Daryl Mayberry, age 94, of Columbia, Missouri, died February 9th. Memorial services for Daryl Mayberry will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Betty Kreese, age 80, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for Betty Kreese will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Baird. Odie Funeral Home of Baird has arrangements. Eugene Potter, age 57, of Audubon, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Eugene Potter will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. And Joyce McAtee, age 86, of Stewart, died Sunday. And per her wishes, cremation has taken place and no services are planned for Joyce McAtee. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.